Mark is a favor monger. He loves him some favor. Mark does not have much, but he does very well on favor. He is favored everywhere he goes. He gets free parking in places others need to pay. He gets the closest parking at sporting events. And a friend usually picks up his tab at dinner. Mark enjoys so much favor that he has come to expect it. It has come to the point where he can just about budget favor into his monthly financial plan. For this, he is very thankful to God and prays to God for even more favor. Man, it sure would be nice to be Mark, right? Well, let's find out. Here are some things the being solely favor-minded have done to Mark. First, he cannot bless others. Mark is never able to pick up the tab for any of his friends. He is never able to help or bless anyone, as he is the one who is always in need of a blessing. He needs others to continue favoring him. Second, he has become lazy. By being solely favor-minded, he has imbibed a poverty mentality where he is satisfied with barely scraping by. He has the ability to achieve more, but laziness has crept into him. He has become the servant that the master admonished in the parable of the talents for being lazy. Mark has buried his potential under the seductive soil of favor. Third, he is never satisfied. Mark is never fully satisfied with any particular blessing his friends bestow upon him, as he is always looking for more. His friends have noticed that while he always smiles and thanks them for blessing him, Mark becomes very sad, withdrawn, and even cold when he does not obtain their favor. They secretly wonder if Mark is only friends with them because of what they do for him. They wonder if their friendship with Mark is built on them being his cash cow. And they wonder why he does not do more with the talent he possesses. On the other hand, Mark wonders why his friends have not picked up the tab, especially when they're able and he is unable. He rationalizes it as they being cheap and not really loving him. He judges them for not following the biblical injunction of caring for the needy, as he is one who is in need. He forgets about all the other times his friends have picked up the tab for him. Mark has truly become a burden. His favor-mindedness has truly led to laziness and ingratitude. And since Mark is never truly satisfied, he is never content. As such, he always nags. He has become a person that the Bible calls quarrelsome and nagging. The person whom the Bible advises us to avoid. Fourth, he cannot maintain a relationship. Mark cannot maintain relationships because he is always the taker in them. He never gives because he rationalizes that he has nothing to give. But a whole lot of condemnation, which it considers advice, that is. He sees nothing wrong with always being a taker. In fact, he thanks God for blessing him and for putting people in his life he can take from. They are such a blessing. But in time, his partners realize that Mark loves favor more than them. His girlfriend realizes that he loves what she can do for him more than her, and so she leaves him. Mark is stunned. He cannot see his own selfishness. And so he prays that God sends him another partner. Another partner to drain. Mark has forgotten that the Bible says we should give and it shall be given unto us. The Bible does not say take so that we can be given more. Mark has truly lost his way.
Jesus, the only Son of God.